here's a story from The World.
Across much of Europe, ski resorts are shut down. Germany, Italy, and France all decided not to open the slopes until at least mid-February because of COVID-19. Initially, Austria balked at the idea of shutting down its $18 billion winter tourist season, but as infections spread, things changed. Amanda Peacher has our story.
At the Flachau Ski Resort, about an hour outside of Salzburg, a few couples stand near outdoor speakers at an après-ski hut. Inside the hut, chairs are stacked and lights are off. The slope above is like a blank white sheet with only an occasional skier or snowboarder dotting the run.
Yeah, es sind viel weniger Leute.
Ski lift operator Robert Huber says there are definitely fewer people here. He watches as one lone skier wearing a mask gets on the chairlift.
Everything is wonderfully prepared, but there aren't any people here. It's a pity. It's beautiful weather. You can see for yourself. The snow is good. The slope is good. The sun is great.
Ski hills close to big cities are seeing lots of skiers, and in some cases have actually been criticized for crowding. But most of the resorts in the Austrian Alps are too far for day trips from Vienna or other big cities. And even though Germany is close by, you can't just cross the border and ski for a day because of quarantine requirements. Robert Huber thinks that's a pity.
I think that it's very important for people who live in a city who may only see fog or only buildings in front of them. At some point, they have to come out to move physically and be in the sun and in the fresh air, because otherwise people get crazy stupid.
A short drive away, a little medieval town called Rodstadt is hurting for lack of tourists. On a normal winter day, people crowd the restaurants here to order frothy beer and a sausage after a day on the slopes. But of course, not right now.
It's more like a ghost town.
That's Christian Koblinger. He heads the tourism office in Rodstadt. Austria has been partially or completely locked down since mid-November.
Shops are closed down, restaurants are closed down, hotels are closed down.
Koblinger says normally this time of year hotels are booked and it's hard to get dinner reservations.
The winter is typically pretty busy. We have people mostly from Germany and Austria and the Netherlands. And right now we don't have any guests.
The 2018-19 winter season raked in almost $18 billion in Austria. Tourism and leisure accounts for a whopping 15% share of Austria's gross domestic product. The Austrian government is providing some financial aid to businesses hobbled by the shutdown. Koblinger says that help doesn't cover all the losses.
It's devastating. We relied on tourism for the last 40, 50 years, so we can't change that in a heartbeat.
In the meantime, the only people who can enjoy the ski slopes are locals. If you can get to the ski hill and home in a day, then great, you can go skiing. Martina Leitner is doing just that.
Perfect. Perfect conditions, great weather.
Leitner is wrapping up a day skiing with her 8-year-old daughter. She says they had a great time.
Really, really disciplined people. Everybody's keeping distance and everybody's wearing his or her mask. And yes, it's really, really nice.
There are no lines at the chairlifts. But Leitner says it's bittersweet to ski like this. She knows resorts can't operate without more skiers and snowboarders to pay for lift tickets.
Every year it couldn't be like that, because otherwise we wouldn't have that much lift stations and everything else because it's just not affordable.
Leitner says even though it's nice to experience solitude at a resort that's usually packed, she's looking forward to next winter and welcoming tourists to Austria once again. For The World, I'm Amanda Peacher in Austria.
From PRX.